life hits you with different tragedies.
Yeah.
You know, I'm facing one this year.
Yeah.
You know, which is not, it's a real tragedy.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Do you want to share that with us?
It's hard. Yeah. You know, it's hard to speak about it because then I get emotional and I feel like I cry enough every day, you know, but, you know, almost a year ago now, my wife passed away after giving birth to our daughter.
I'm so sorry.
And it was a complicated birth. It was a deadly birth. The doctors in the hospital have never seen anything like it. So, I'm a widower now.
Yeah.
You know, when you fill out applications or you go through things, you know, you never expect to click a widower. You know, you're either married, divorced, or single, but not a widower. So I have a 4.5-year-old son, and I have a daughter who's will be turning 1 year old on the 14th, and my wife passed away on the 18th, a year ago. I don't know how I've survived in a year. It's really difficult. I have a lot of moments when I'm alone, and then I have moments when I listen to a song. Yeah. I have a hard time doing a lot of things that remind me of her. We spent 7 years together. I go to movies and I cry, and my son goes, "Dad, it's okay, mommy's with us."
Yeah.
You know, I love my wife to death. The hardest thing was being there to witness it, from being the happiest moment when you bring a child into this world, and then her being able to see her, and then her going 20 minutes later into the ICU, it's going to be the hardest thing that I have to deal with in life. And this one, this is things that you read about in the newspapers, or you listen to it on the TV, and you always think like, oh my gosh, isn't that awful? Isn't that tragic?
Yeah.
Young age, 37 years old, she had a baby delivered, and the baby's perfectly fine. And then 5 days later, she doesn't make it.
Yeah. So sorry.
It's hard. It's a process. It's a new norm. Having to make decisions that are probably the hardest ones. And because when you have a partner that you can trust and you can relate to, you make decisions together.
Yeah.
So for this past year, I've been making decisions on my own. And I don't know if they're the right decisions, but inside I feel good, you know. I think my kids, I mean, my daughter will never know who she was. My 4.5-year-old son is, misses her every day. We pray to only her.
Yeah.
I almost lost faith in my Catholicism that I was Catholic, raised Catholic. I was, I don't believe anymore.
Yeah.
And maybe I will again, but it's going to take me some time,
yeah.
Because for her to leave the way she did, it was just unfair.
Yeah.
You'd never think it would happen to you. And as strong as I am, it's just, you know, you're so weak inside because all you can do is grieve.
Yeah.
And you cry on a daily basis,
yeah.
Going to events, flying home to your kids, knowing she's never going to be there.
Knowing
she can't see what I do every day. She was my number one fan. She loved my job. She thought it was the best job in the whole world. And my son would come to all my events when he could, and she would come and support me. You know, I don't have that. I can't pick up the phone when I'm done and say, "Honey, I'm coming home," or, you know, or, "Honey, did you see my photos?" You know, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So now I live for my kids. I live for them. I moved out of LA and I moved to South Bend, Indiana, where she grew up, and I'm raising her the way she was raised with her grandparents. And the kids have really likened to living there, and it's a whole different world, but I feel closer to her there. So my life now has completely changed.
Yeah. I mean, you're honoring her every day, and I'm so sorry for your loss.